Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to you all. I'm Alive to Love. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, and you are here with the Alive to Love No BS Bishop radio broadcast. It's a pleasure to be with you here. I've been here 5 years now and counting, and planning on being here another 5 years or longer if possible. I share with you here, week in and week out, the pilgrimage, the progresses, the analyzation. I kind of psychoanalyze the whole subject of love. I believe that all lesser values than love easily devolve into BS, which is bait and switch, or perhaps you might think of BS as other things, and I'm not going to mess with you about that, because the truth is, love doesn't BS. It doesn't bait and switch. It doesn't treat you one way just to get something out of you and then go a different way just because I got your attention. Love holds true to the values of human relationships in a way that is steady and secure. Excuse me. And that's why I'm here week in and week out to talk to you about the steady values of love, and to make sure that I'm giving it all the attention that I know how, and to keep you as informed as I know how to keep you informed for this beautiful subject of love, the most researched and analyzed and talked about subject, I think, in the human experience for all of history. Love, music, art, and a lot of research has gone into how love works and where love comes from and where it will take us. That's me. That's why I'm here. We do a few things here routinely on the No BS Bishop. I take you down a path that leads to what I have called the Love's Creed. It's my handwriting, my own journaling over the years, and then some years ago I formalized it a little more, and then I edited it to become something I share with you every week. If you'd like a copy of it, I'd be happy to send it to you at randydeanministries@gmail.com. It's just something I think it's a good and valuable tool to have at the ready on your computer, on your phone or device. Also, you could just handwrite it on a 3x5 card that just keeps in front of you, a secure grab, a look at it, put it on the sun visor of your car, in the mirror in your bathroom. So, randydeanministries@gmail.com is where you could request that. Randy Dean Ministries, all one word, all lowercase. I would be delighted to send you a copy of this treasure of mine that I know it's valuable for me to help me stay situated front and center with my life's purposes. And that's what I want to talk to you today about, is love as it relates to our life's purposes. All right. But before we get there, let's start with Love's Creed. Then we'll go to the Lord's Prayer. Here we go. Here's Love's Creed in total, and then I'll come back to it and ask you to repeat after me. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I am alive for love. I am not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Okay? Now, let me repeat it for you like vows at a wedding altar, and you simply repeat after me, because it's important to say the things we believe out loud, maybe not for anybody else's hearing, but for our own simple knowledge. My mouth says the things I believe, my ears pick it up, and it recycles into my thinking and into my meditation. I believe that's very important. So repeat after me, please. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Well, there you have it. I'd love to send you a copy of that if it would be helpful for you. Again, randydeanministries@gmail.com, and I'll get that copy to you. Now, speaking of something to say out loud, let your ears hear what you believe, is the Lord's Prayer, the most prayed prayer in human history, prayed by millions for almost 2,000 years. We repeat these words with the sense that they came from Jesus Christ, whose prayers are always answered, right? His prayers are always answered. And then along with millions of people through history, we join in those words that Jesus taught us to pray. Join me if you know it. Otherwise, just let me pray it on your behalf. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Wow. When I say those words, when I pray those words, it builds up something in me of an anticipation that I'm on the right track, that I'm aimed. I never grow weary of the Lord's Prayer, because the Lord's Prayer sustains me through my weariness, sustains me through my hard days, my high days, my low days, and it maintains a good filter for the way I think about myself and the world around me. Well, I told you earlier I wanted to talk to you about the strategies of life and how love fits into that. I've been here, as I said a few moments ago, 5 years and counting, and I hope to be here another 5 years or more. But I know that there's no limit to how in-depth you could study or research or look into this powerful subject of love. Artists have tried to express it. Scientists have researched it. Poets have waxed eloquent about it. Literature of all forms has really gone to great lengths, as it should be, to illustrate, to elucidate what love is really all about. And here's what I want to share with you, is that I think there's a strategy about love and how love really establishes strategic ways of thinking, strategic means of behaving. You know me, if you've heard me at all, that I don't believe love is some kind of small-minded, soft-hearted ideal that, you know, we just say, yeah, I love it. Now let's move on to weightier issues. I don't think that at all. I believe love is the weightiest of all issues, and that it deserves our full attention, a full attentiveness. For instance, if I have a disagreement with somebody, and maybe I'm absolutely certain, and I mean with real legitimacy, that I'm certain I'm right. Well, love doesn't seek to prove I'm right. Love can walk in however right I may be, without needing to fight about it, without needing to argue about it, without needing to push my point. Love holds me, whether I'm right or wrong, in a steady path of relationship with people. People are always going to find some way to disagree with us. People will always find some way to be mean-spirited about their disagreement, or just to be picky about what they think we think. But whatever the case may be, love is the weightiest issue of all when it comes to facing those who disagree with us. Now, and again, I'm suggesting maybe I've done my research, I've done the kind of due diligence that's required of me to know that I'm right, and then somebody comes at me to prove me wrong. Well, love says, take a breath, take a beat, don't be defensive, just use the strategy of love as your weightiest of all principles of life. Again, love is not some soft issue that we pander around with until we can get to the weightier issues. No, love is the weightiest of all issues. Theology, for instance, has no value, none, zero, if it's not established in, maintained, sustained, and developed by the God who is love. Theology, the word theology means the study of God, theo meaning divine. As we study God, we must start and finish with the three most important words of who God is. God is love. Full stop. People like to add to that, God is love, however, or but. No. Put your butts away. God is love. Everything else that God functions from works from who he is, who God is. God is love. So all theology begins and ends in that statement of the study of God. Theology, God's study. So love is a, if you will, it's a PhD level version of Christianity. It's a version of any faith. Love is the, it's the doctorate of all that is about God. Knowing God is knowing love. Knowing love is knowing God. I know that from the epistles of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. God is love. Love is God. He who loves God but hates his brother is a liar. You cannot love God and then hate your brother. And you cannot say, I love God, and then turn around and behave in other manners with people. We are God's image, and that image is love. So to rise to that image is the weightiest of all education in our life. That's why I say here, I believe love is that pilgrimage, that mountain climb, that marathon that we are in this life, in our pursuit of what the meaning of life is. We're going to spend the rest of our lives learning to love more, learning to love intimately, learning to love intentionally, passionately, learning to love transformationally, learning to love in a way that carries me beyond my petty peeves, my misunderstandings. And even when I do understand well and someone takes me to task, love carries me beyond that potential friction. Love is heavy lifting. It is a challenge to love. When we're wrong and we are confronted with our wrongs, the challenge is there. But when we're right and we're challenged on what we know, we've looked into and researched adequately, when we're right and we're being confronted with people who disagree, love is still the anchor. Love holds me in a steady spot, a steady position. There is no higher call in life than love. It's not, again, it's not some small-minded ideal. It's not idealistic that we just, you know, we deal with it a little bit and then we move on to the bigger issues. No. Love is the big issue. There are other matters to discuss. Of course there are. There are other means of having a conversation about different levels of our convictions, our political ideologies, our theological ideologies. But love is the anchor in it all. Love is the substance of any of all the things I just mentioned. So that when we say love is some thing we bypass on our way to more important things, we don't understand love. But when we say love is the truth, love is the way, love is the life, now when we talk about theology, politics, religion, or other matters. Let's stay in the full capacity of loving one another, sustaining relationships in the midst of all the other things I just mentioned. To that end, I'm so convinced that we need a revolution of love. We need a true strategic revolution in our modern lives today, especially here in the United States of America, where we are so polarized. We're trapped in partisanship. We're trapped in ideologies that are tearing us apart, and it's so vital, it's so important for us to grasp how love holds us together, how love can rise and shine in the midst of any dark path that we've found ourselves in. I'm simply not going to propose or endorse anyone if I don't feel secure about my love in the midst of all endorsements to the contrary. My endorsement is love. I endorse love wholeheartedly. I endorse love without reservation. I'll be extreme in this matter. Love. I'll be passionate about this one thing. Love. I'm convinced that this is where we are at as a nation. The discovery of the raw and real practice of love. Sustaining strategies. Sustaining a grasp of that which needs to be holding us in the face of all things contrary. So, when you find yourself in a juxtaposition with somebody, some sort of pacing off the points of differences you have with somebody, remember, what you're after isn't just to prove them wrong and you right, or to be proven right and prove them wrong, or to prove them right and to find yourself languishing and being wrong. No. Our pursuit is love, because love is that which will bring us together in our rights and in our wrong. I said at the top of this broadcast, I want to talk to you about strategies for love. Strategies for love that say, I'm going to endure beyond where I've been hurt. I'm going to endure beyond where I've been wrong. I'm going to endure beyond where I've been right and others took me to task. I'm going to endure. And I'm going to endure not because I was right, but because I love. I'm not going to endure because you were wrong and I proved my point. No, I'm going to endure because of love. And if I'm wrong, I'm going to love people enough to admit, hey, I was wrong. I'm going to love enough to correct my wrongs, to make amends where it's necessary. If I've harmed anybody by my fighting, if I've caused someone pain, I will come along somewhere and say, hi, I love you enough to admit I was wrong. You know, and the other thing, I say this often, and I want to say it again here for this point, and that is that when I've talked about and taught on love, I am always confronted with somebody somewhere who finds fault in my teaching on love because they are convinced that something I said, something I did, wasn't done in love. I used to take great offense at that. I found myself just being back on my heels and wondering, how can I prove that I really did love at that moment? But I've stopped doing that. That isn't a loving manner in which to manage disagreements. So what I will say now is, maybe you're right, and maybe indeed I didn't love as I could have. And to that end, I want to say, if I was not as loving as I could have been, I want you to hear me say, I'm sorry. I could have been more loving. I needed to know more about love so that I could carry on a conversation that wasn't in some kind of pitched battle. So please forgive me for not loving enough. So here I am. I've been teaching right here and other places for at least 5 years and more than that before I came on this broadcast. Here I am reading on, researching, thinking about how love is the only value that's worth all other values combined. You put love on one side of the scale and all other values on the other, and love will outweigh other values. It's the only thing worth everything. But if I haven't covered all that I need to cover as being a man of love, I'm going to learn and continue to learn how to admit I didn't love the way I could or should. Just know this, no BS bishop who is alive to love, I can own my lovelessness. I can own my falls in my attempt to love. You know, the reason why we fall is that we are moving. If you're moving, you're likely to trip some point. If you're running fast, you're likely to have a moment where you step on a pine cone, ask me how I know about that, and trip and face plant. The point is, you get up, you dust off, you address your wounds, you address your mistakes, and you keep going forward, because love is the ultimate of all human values. It's not a small-minded ideal to get on past while we go to the bigger, weightier issues. No, love is the weightiest of all issues in this world. All right, well, I want to bring this to a close with some practices that I do here often. Well, not often, every time. And one of the practices that I love to teach, and hear how I said that, I love to teach on love. And in this practice of love, I think it's important that we be people of a steady breathing to keep our blood pressure down, to keep our anxieties contained, and to move forward with a sensibility of being lovers who are steady and quiet. And that means of practice is breathing. If you're living, you're breathing. Breathing is the most basic of all essential life practices. In fact, when God created Adam, he breathed into him the breath of life, and Adam lived. Breath is the evidence of life. So here we are, breathing. Let's learn to breathe well, shall we? On the count of three, I want to invite you to sit up as straight as you can, put your feet flat on the floor, be as comfortable as you know how to be, and I want you to take the deepest breath that you can, way down deep in your diaphragm. Hold it there for just a few seconds, and then I'll ask you to exhale quietly. Make your breath productive for your own physical health, mental health, and spiritual health. All right? One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. That simple practice is the most essential of all things we need to do in this life in order to be better lovers. Greater grasp of love is found in the simplest of all human practices. Breathe. If you breathe well, eventually you will love well. The second practice I am known for here is simply to push past the discomfort you may feel when you say, "I love you." I want you to notice what I just did there. I slowed it down. I didn't mix it into a love ya. I didn't draw it into a one syllable word that out of three words. No, I made it the most direct and powerful statement of love, and that is, I love you. To see someone, to let them hear you clearly say, without equivocation, without some diminished way to say it, but to say it with full intentionality. With eye contact, it can be startling, it can be awkward, but I am so, so convinced it is necessary to learn how to do this simple practice of saying, I love you. Find somebody. Give them that treasure of hearing it just the way I said it. I want you to imagine me looking you in the eye right now and see in my face and hear in my words my full honesty about this. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening right now, I want you to know, I love you. You may be my neighbor. You may be a complete stranger. You might even be my enemy. But I am convinced that life is lived best when I love my neighbor, love my, and I love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and my neighbor as myself. That is the, that's the granite foundation of life. It is the biblical, of all biblical intonations. When people say, what's biblical? I say, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. That's biblical. And everything else grows from there. Now I want you to go out from this day with that kind of understanding. And remember, the biggest mistake we make in life is thinking we still have time. Be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. That's written by someone I never found the author of, but it is beautiful. The biggest mistake we make is thinking we have time. Be present, be kind, love more, love now. But here's an author I do know, Mother Teresa. What a gorgeous, beautiful human being who carried on the work of feeding and clothing and housing the poor in Calcutta, India. She said, go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. Yes, ma'am, I will go into my world and love the people I meet. I will walk as a radiant human being, knowing that love is the answer no matter what the question. Now go out there and do something beautiful, folks, because ugly has gotten done to death. My, 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 it's so sad but true. Now it's time for the people of love to do something beautiful. Hold a door for somebody. Make eye contact. Smile. Say good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Have a blessed day. I like to close with something here from Roy Rogers. Happy trails. Now, that's not my close quite yet, but let me tell you, I want you to know that whoever you are, whatever condition of life you're in, whether you love me or hate me, I want you to know out of love, I want you to have happy trails, y'all, and may God bless you as you walk this day in the beauty of love. Bishop Randy Dean here, signing off for this episode of the No BS Bishop, Alive to Love.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.